Please welcome Ms. Raymond Gilmore.
Thank you very much, Joe, for your very kind introduction. To Áthas Mórán, bheith ar mascainiú, le báil agus le cairde an SDLP. Le fad an lá, tá deachlú tuilte ag an SDLP in Éirinn agus thar sáile. Ar an suíthe a rinne sibh, agus atá fósaid ar lámhagir, ar son na síocháine, ar son an athmhaintiris agus ar son rath geilleagrach an phobal i dtuaisceart éire. Gan áras, ní mór a aithint freisin, go wathaítear na buntáistí a thagan ó thiocháin ó gcol chun cin maidir le athmhaintiris agus ó thaobh na heachtaíochta ar gá thaobh na teorainne. Is léir go bhfuil an SDLP ar aon intinn le pártaí an Lucht Éibre agus le Rialtas na hÉireann i gCoitianna. Nach bhfuil imidir bant lán úsáid ná buntáiste as na féidirachtaí agus na hachfine a bheitchar fáil do winter na nila an seo, do mar rud é go mbeidh muid tiltanach Éibrú níos drúithe agus níos stratéisiúcha le chéile chuí theas. Mar an rúil láidir an SDLP san chó Éibrú, idir Rialtas na hÉireann agus feiminist thuaisceart Éireann mar chuid a chóir le araachta chuí theas. I'm honoured to address the conference of the SDLP, a party with a distinguished and honourable record of achievement, a party which, like the Irish Labour Party, came into being to address grave social and economic injustices and inequalities, a party which, like the Labour Party, is proud of its origins, of its past and its recent record. And I firstly want to pay tribute to the work and to the leadership of Alistair MacDonald, with whom we worked closely and who has worked tirelessly to develop the relations between the SDLP, the Irish Labour Party and indeed the Irish government. I also want to acknowledge the presence here this morning of Seamus Mallon. Seamus, it's great to see you. And I want to send my own best wishes and the best wishes of all his friends in Dublin to Eddie McGrady. Today we meet under the banner of hope and ambition for Ireland. And I come here today to affirm that message and to ask the SDLP to continue to work with the Irish government to realise that ambition for Ireland, North and South. This week, the Troika paid their final visit to Dublin as Ireland prepares to exit the bailout. Past 2.5 years have been a tough, exacting and at times a frustrating course. The economic collapse affected every person in the country. It affected employment, pay and services. It hit confidence. It affected our reputation. It affected the capacity of the government to make the level of investment in an all-island economy that we would have liked to make. But we were determined that Ireland would once again offer its people a secure future and a bright future. Determined that Ireland would be Europe's success story. And that is why we took decisive action to recapitalise and restructure our banks. It's why we insisted on rewriting the terms and conditions of the bailout, why we tore up the Anglo-Irish promissory note, and why we have not shirked our deficit targets. It is why we instigated major reforms so that we do not have, as we did in the 90s, years of jobless growth. That is why we have prioritised investment in infrastructure, in education and training, and in reforms that reflect not just our needs now, but our aspirations for the future. And it is that future which we look forward to here today. This is a good time to have great hope and ambition for Ireland. And I would like to touch on two areas where the SDLP and the Irish Government can work collaboratively to realise the ambitions which we share. Firstly, renewing our commitments to reconciliation, and second, removing the brakes on an all-Ireland economic relationship. This year, as we mark the anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, I'm particularly pleased to be here with the party whose guiding principles, whose ambition and political action were critical to the genesis of and the ultimate achievement of that agreement. And on this 15th anniversary of the agreement, we need to take stock of where we are a decade and a half after the transformational moment of the signing of the agreement. In recent weeks, a number of events have again served as reminders of the devastation that the conflict wrought on families and communities. Allegations of collusion and the murders described in Anne Cadwalader's book Lethal Allies, the BBC and RTE documentary on the disappeared this week, the anniversaries of the Shankill and Greysteel bombs, and the first anniversary of the murder of David Black continue to reverberate throughout society. And it is right that they do. However painful, we must find ways to acknowledge and to deal with what has happened. And this was the message that four of my colleagues in the Parliamentary Labour Party, including Deputy Jack Wall, gave to representatives of the families of the disappeared when they met them at the invitation of the SDLP in Belfast City Hall on Friday. And that is why the Irish Labour Party will facilitate the families of the disappeared in bringing their exhibition on their loved ones to towns and cities throughout Ireland. In terms of how we collectively deal with the past, there is much in the Eames-Bradley report that we can use. And that is a point that I made to Dr. Richard Haass when I met him in Dublin last week, and I will continue to emphasise this as those talks reach their conclusion. This has been a fraught year for community and political relations. It is now time to have honest conversations about the causes of the strains and the stresses, about the ongoing hurt of so many, and about the political and societal absences which confound matters at best and aggravate them at worst. In my view, we need to do three things. We need to reaffirm our commitment to the fundamental principles on which the peace process was founded: power sharing, equality, ending division, human rights, parity of esteem, support for the rule of law and the devolved institutions, and the continued shared responsibility of the two governments to act as co-guarantors of the Good Friday Agreement. We need to realise in full the potential of the agreement and all its parts, including a Bill of Rights, a civic forum, greater participation of women in political life, integrated education and shared housing. We cannot be selectively blind to those parts we find difficult when we pick and choose, the balance and integrity of the whole is picked apart. We need to recall and to renew the hope, ambition and political leadership which made the agreement possible in order to deal with the challenges which we are currently facing, including in the context of the ongoing Haass process. These are substantial and ambitious undertakings, and they can only be achieved through close and honest cooperation between the two governments and the parties in the North. It also requires a broader mobilisation of opinion across business, community, faith and other sectors to demand real and consistent investment by all in a more reconciled and prosperous future. And I commend the approach which the SDLP, represented by Alex Atwood and Joe Byrne, have taken to the current talks process. The rigour of your analysis and of your thinking sets the bar high for all other participants. We share your level of ambition in the context of the talks process. This is a time for hope and the ambition to see further progress made towards advancing reconciliation and the creation of a truly reconciled society. Nowhere is the thinking of the Irish Government and the SDLP closer than on our shared ambition to realise the potential of an all-Ireland economic cooperation. And this is the right time to reinvigorate that work. In the South, we are now creating 3,000 new jobs each month, a sharp contrast with 30 months ago, when 7,000 jobs a month were being lost. Unemployment has fallen to below 400,000 last month for the first time in 4 years. Exports are growing, confidence is growing, and with the ECB interest rate cut last Thursday, businesses can now have an increased incentive to invest and expand. And certainly, there is much to be positive. Yesterday's North-South Ministerial Council plenary here in Armagh provided an opportunity to highlight progress across a range of areas. I said yesterday that we need to seize the opportunities now available on an all-island basis to build trade links with the key emerging markets. And we are working to do that. Our embassies continue to be available to assist trade missions from both parts of the island and also individual companies working in either the north or the south on an all-island basis in these endeavours and to take advantage of opportunities they present for mutual cooperation. The agri-food sector is recognised as one of the key engines of economic growth in the years ahead across this island. There was Northern involvement in the recent trade visit to the Gulf State, which was led by Minister Coveney, and I would like to see more of this. Yesterday, youth unemployment was again on the agenda of the North-South Ministerial Council and is now an area of agreed common concern. We have to work together to tackle this matter, which is of vital importance in both jurisdictions. I was clear too that this year's Global Irish Economic Forum should provide an opportunity to plan and to strategise on an all-island basis, and that is why I asked one of the three regional events in advance of the conference to take place in Belfast. Very significantly, representatives of northern companies and business groups also attended roundtable discussions with network members as part of the main forum event at Dublin Castle. The indications are that the genuine contacts which were established and real prospects for assisting the export growth of businesses with all-island business interests. The government also used the opportunity of Ireland's recent EU presidency to invite members of the executive, including Alex Atwood, to participate in presidency-related events. And speaking of Alex, I want to pay tribute to him for his service on the executive as Minister for the Environment. And I also... And I also take this opportunity to congratulate Mark H. Durkin on his recent appointment as Minister and to wish him continued success. I've taken the opportunity of my visits to the North to meet with representatives of the retail and the business sector. And I believe firmly that we need to build up these networks of contacts and relationships. And this is something which we can do at a personal, local and party level, as well as more formally through the institutions. Following my recent visit to Derry, I was particularly pleased that we had an opportunity yesterday at the North-South Ministerial Council to discuss the North-West Gateway Initiative, and we agreed a way to get forward momentum on that initiative. Derry and the North-West have built up the relationships and have the drive and the capacity to make the most out of that initiative, and I saw when I was in Derry, the fantastic job that Martin Riley is doing as mayor of that great city. And of course, there are very good examples in Derry of cross-border cooperation, perhaps the most notable being in the terms of cancer care services at Athlone-Galvin Hospital. But there is so much more that we could be doing. Now is the time for an even greater emphasis on North-South cooperation from both the Irish government and all of the parties in the executive. There are gaps in services on both sides of the border, in particular in rural areas, that could be alleviated more effectively and efficiently through North-South cooperation. In fact, in the south, it is precisely the border counties which record the highest rates of disadvantage across a number of indicators. Making progress, whether in the context of North-South relations or in the context of the panel of parties talks, relies on the maintenance, building and renewing of trust and friendship in the totality of the relationships across these islands. One-dimensional politics does not fit with the concept of the Good Friday Agreement, which requires all of us, the SDLP, the government and others, to all work together. We cannot risk letting the germ of hope, opportunity, ambition, which has taken hold in so many communities, to be left go to seed. I look forward to working with the SDLP and to like-minded others to make sure that this does not happen. The SDLP can be proud today of what has been achieved in Northern Ireland. But the SDLP's best days are still ahead, because the challenge now is to build on the peace, to reconcile communities, to integrate society, and to build a prosperous economy. And that challenge calls more than ever for the social democratic values of the SDLP, for your experience, for your judgment, your courage, and your determination. You never surrendered to violence or despair. Your voice of reason will continue to be heard. The Irish Labour Party will always be with you, and the door of the Irish government will always be open to you. Thank you very much.